Isn't it a gorgeous day out there?
Oh, it's so hot.
Hot?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a bit hot, but you know...
I'm too hot.
Oh. Well, whenever I see a blue sky like there is out there today, I imagine that I'm down sitting at the banks of the Shannon River. It's the biggest river in Ireland, Josh. Mm. And my granny, she used to bring a little picnic because she had my granddad drive us down the street and around the corner. And then we'd stop the car and get out at the riverbank, and she'd have a little blanket, and we'd have lovely things like fruit and rhubarb tart. I love rhubarb, Josh. Rhubarb's one of my favorite foods.
I know.
I love it. So I always think about that when it's this time of the year, because I spent a lot of summer visits. I thought I was a very big girl, you know, when I was little and I was sent to stay with my granny.
Reminded me about my granny now.
Really?
About this one time when my gran and my granddad were gifted a Christmas tree in the middle of March or April. It was near Easter time.
Okay.
And we decided that we'd have a Christmas dinner in the middle of April and put up the Christmas tree. And I remember it being one of the hottest days of the year. And I remember making my gran laugh. I must have only been 5, having no shirt on, playing a recorder really badly, dancing around a Christmas tree after we'd had a big Christmas dinner in April.
That's so cool. Do you still have the recorder, Josh?
Oh, no.
I keep thinking about that picnic, Josh. I'm kind of getting a bit hungry. Are you hungry, Josh?
Hungry? We just had breakfast, Susan.
How about a little snack?
You want a snack? You ate breakfast 10 minutes ago, Susan.
It was a very small breakfast, Josh.
Oh, okay.
Come on, what do we have for a snack?
What do you want? We've got crackers?
No, I don't like crackers. They're too kind of crackery.
Okay, we've got popcorn. I can make you some popcorn.
I never eat popcorn.
Okay, there's half a bag of crisps left
it's
in the cupboard.
It's very early in the day to eat half a bag of crisps, Josh.
Yeah, probably is, isn't it?
Yep.
I was thinking
more like something a little refreshing.
Refreshing?
Yeah, what about an
orange? We've got an orange.
But there's too many pips in them.
Oranges, okay, we've got plums.
Oh no, they do things to you, you know, when you eat too many.
I don't
want to
know any more about that. No. We'll give the plums a mix. How about...
Do you know that lovely shop down the road there?
What shop? There's many shops down the road, Susan.
Oh, there's a lovely shop. It's got that nice vegan ice cream.
Well, we don't have any of that here.
I know. Do you not want to go for a little walk around the corner, Josh?
Don't you?
Well, I thought you might like to, you know, just for a nice little outing.
You're telling me to go out now?
No, I was just wondering, Josh.
You want me to go out and get you an ice cream, even though I don't want one?
No, I'd like you to get you an ice cream. And when you get you an ice cream, then you could also get me one.
Fine. Oh. I'll go and get you an ice cream.
Okay.
But you owe me one.
Well, here I am thinking I was going to do the ironing. Sure, look, these aren't even washed yet. I have to tell you a secret. When Josh makes the dinner, half of the stuff ends up on his shirt before it ends up on my plate. Shh, don't tell anybody I said that. look at this. I mean, for goodness sake, tomato sauce. Like, what does he do? Like, dribble it? What is this? What? That's an interesting shirt. He's never actually... He must wear that under the other one. I've never seen that picture out in full view. Herb Alpert. I mean, what is a Herb Alpert? Who wears a shirt with Herb Alpert? I need to go Google Herb Alpert. Sure, there's 15 more shirts in this pile. I'll be definitely doing more than one load. Wait, no, I'll move... Take that one out. Ripping that one, okay. Interesting stain. I wonder what that colour is. What's this? Josh hiding things under his laundry. That's an interesting, shiny business. This is lovely.
Hello, I'm back. I got your ice... Susan!
Oh my gosh.
What are you doing with that?
Nothing.
Put that away. That's mine.
Nothing. I was just looking at it, Josh.
Well, don't! That's mine!
Josh, I'm not going to steal your shiny trumpet. Don't worry about
Please
it.
Just put that away.
Josh, look at me.
Looking at you, Susan!
It's going to be alright. You're so touchy.
Just if you put it away!
You're so touchy today.
Excuse me!
Joshy, come on, settle down.
Just put that away.
Yeah, now forgive me, look, because I wouldn't do a mean thing to you on purpose, Josh.
I know.
Oh, why are you so touchy? Did they not have your ice cream at the shop?
Well, they didn't.
Oh.
So I got you this ice cream.
Okay, thank you.
But, you know, all that talking about grannies has made me miss my gran.
Look at Josh. It's too nice a day to be cranky. And I know you miss your granny, okay? Like, you've been stuck with me for a long time now. I mean, let's face it. Here's what I think. Do you trust me, Josh?
Sure, why not?
I think you should go and call your granny.
Oh, you know, that's not a bad idea. Do you know what? My gran used to make the best meat and potato pie. And it was special because it had baked beans inside it.
Mm.
Do you know what? Would you like that for dinner today?
Oh, sure, I'd have anything you make.
Because I could just ring her and see whether she'd let me in on her secret recipe.
There you go.
Oh, that's a
and
good
idea. And
she'd
love you to call her, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I talk for hours with my gran.
Do you want to play the trumpet over the phone for her?
You stop that. Hi, Gran, it's Joshua. I was just wondering whether you could let me in on your secret meat and potato pie recipe. I'd really like to make it for dinner.
Meat and potato pie. Oh, I love meat and potato pie. And when I was a little girl in the winter time, I would run home from school as quick as I could because I knew that Mum was making a meat and potato pie. And it was my favourite dinner. I look forward to tea time on those cold winter days when we're having that for our dinners. There were seven of us in our family, so Mum had to make two pies, enough for everyone. We had a big fireplace in our kitchen with a big oven at the side where Mum cooked all our meals. To make a meat and potato pie, we need a pie dish to put the cooked meat and potatoes in, with sliced onions and some gravy made from the water that the meat was cooked in. We make the pastry with flour and lard, and we put them in the dish, and we rub lard into the flour with a little pinch of salt. As we rub in it, we have to lift the pastry up and let it run through our fingers to let some air out. When I was at secondary school, our cookery teacher would say to us, "Lift your hands out of the bowl while you rub the lard into the flour, girls. It makes your pastry lighter." But my pastry was always a bit hard until I learnt how to make it properly. When you rub the lard into the flour, then you have to put some water in, just enough to make a soft dough. The pastry will be ready then to roll out with a rolling pin until it is the size of your pie. Put it on the top of the pie, and with the pastry that's left over, it's fun to make some leaves or flowers with it to put on top of your pie. Or if you like, roll it into a ball and cook it in a little dish. When it's cooked, give it to the birds. They love pastry. I make meat and baked potato pie for my family, and I put some baked beans in the dish with the meat and the potatoes because they like baked beans and it fills us up. When my grandchildren were small, they came to tea on Friday nights. Sometimes we would have meat and potato pie. They played in the sitting room whilst I made the dinner. When it was ready, I shouted, "Scramble!" And everybody came running in to the kitchen to enjoy the meat and potato pie.
Right then, I better start cooking this dinner.
Josh, can I sit in the kitchen while you're cooking?
I'd really rather you didn't. Can you go and sit in a different room?
Do you know what's making me want to come in here, Josh?
What?
It's the smell of potatoes. Because potatoes, you know how important it is in my culture, Josh. And actually, I'm reading about potatoes here.
Yeah?
As I'm smelling the smell. Yeah, do you know what it says here? It says the potato is a native of South America. Did you know that, Josh?
No, I didn't.
I thought you told me that some guy called Riley brought it, and I have to tell you that if a guy called Riley brought potatoes to England, he must have brought them there from Ireland. Because when I went to school, it said Raleigh, Walter Raleigh. Did you know that, Josh?
Well, I was always taught he was called Sir Walter Riley.
Well, I'll tell you that if there was a Walter Riley walking around England, no, that just doesn't make sense to me, Jeff. No. This says the potato is a native of South America. It was found in Buenos Aires and Chile, and that the potato was first brought into Europe, into Spain, in 1500. And you know what it says here, which makes me laugh? It was brought to Vienna in 1588. It took 88 years for the people in Spain to share their potatoes with the people in Vienna. How about that?
Why would you share such a good thing?
Well, right? That's what I was thinking, Josh. So then it says it arrived in England in 1584 by Walter Raleigh.
Riley.
Well, we'd have to agree to disagree on that fellow's name, Josh. Oh, but yeah. I'm going to tell you that Walter Raleigh / Riley. Maybe he was related to the Rileys of Youghal, County Cork, because that's where he sent the potatoes in Ireland, Youghal, County Cork. And do you know what, Josh? This is a true story.
Yeah.
Before my granny lived in County Galway next to the River Shannon, do you know where she lived, Josh? Youghal, County Cork.
With the potatoes.
Oh, I don't know, but it's certainly the same place as the place Walter Raleigh planted his Irish potatoes. So So I think that's really interesting. Isn't that funny how everything connects in some way, Josh?
Yeah.
We're all connected. There's only one little connection that I haven't come up with yet.
What's that now?
I'm after looking in a book that's full of herbs, and I see parsley, I see thyme, I see rosemary, I see lavender, I see what is in Deutsch called holunder. I see all of these things, and I cannot, for the life of me, find Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert?
Have you ever eaten Herb Alpert?
Goodness, no. Herb Alpert's a person.
Huh?
He's a trumpeter.
Ah, come off it, Josh.
Yeah.
There's a person called Herb.
And do you know what?
What?
Me and my gran used to cook listening to Herb Alpert records.
Ah, you're having me on, Josh.
No, there's your connection.
Isn't that just weird? Everything is connected, Josh.
Yeah.
Herb Alpert. Who'd have thunk?
Anyway, let me finish cooking this dinner for you.
Oh, right.
Right then, here we are, meat and potato pie, just for you and me. And do you know what I've served it with? It's a classic side of mushy peas. What are you laughing for? You don't like them?
Will I try it?
Please do, they're gorgeous. Mmm, oh yes. Oh, that reminds me of my childhood.
You are so happy now, Josh. Where I come from in Dublin, they would say, you're so happy, you're in your granny's now.
Oh, I feel like it with this pie. Oh my gosh.
Found a lovely poem, Josh.
Oh, right, okay.
It's called Grandma's Recipes, because we were talking about grannies and grandmas all day. Yeah. It's kind of a grandmother day, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
I like this. Will you listen?
If I must.
This has always puzzled me. Just how much is a pinch? These recipes of dear grandmas surely are no cinch. A snip of this, a dab of that, a lump of something else, and then beat it for a little while. Or stir until it melts. I have to be a wizard to decipher what she meant by all these strange proportions in her cookbook, worn and bent. How much nutmeg's in the donuts? Grandma wouldn't flinch as she said with twinkling eyes, just about a pinch. There must have been in her wise head a measuring device that told her just how much to use of sugar, salt, and spice. Isn't that lovely, Josh?
Oh, I guess it is nice.
Oh, I love thinking about my granny, Josh.
Me too.
so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. My name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.